Hello, Don Newberry with Austin in the Crosshairs. The arrival of the football-playing Coleman triplets at the University of Texas in Austin for 2025's fall semester may break several records before they even meet Bevo, the Longhorns' beloved mascot. When have three guys weighing a half ton ever played as teammates in any collegiate sport anywhere? Stars at Cedar Hill High School, seniors Isaiah at 6'2", 260, Devin 6'4", 340, and Jordan 6'5", 350, together are only 50 pounds shy of 1,000 pounds right now. If they exceed the freshman 15 by just 10%, they'll weigh a half ton when they gather around the Thanksgiving table next year. If freshman 15 warrants explanation, that's the average number of pounds freshmen gain during college's first semester while dining in the cafeteria that they complain about. Many of us, admitted sports nuts, are often unsure about much, but our uncertainty doesn't lessen our growing outcries. I'm off the fence, ready to join football fans who are groaning about the sad effects of instant replay and the ongoing efforts to get calls right. How much did both teams lose in Fort Worth recently when the most exciting final 2 minutes were marred by a delay of, get this, 4 minutes and 35 seconds to determine whether a fumble occurred? Bands often complete halftime shows in this time span. The University of Central Florida eked out a win in the final seconds over the TCU Horned Frogs, who blew a 3-touchdown lead. This may be a weak segue from football to the Texas State Fair, where a judge has ruled that only peace officers will be allowed to bear firearms on the fairgrounds during its 3-week run. Well, who can predict? There'll probably be squabbles at the fair on this very topic. However, shootouts should be minimized. I rarely think of state fairs without recalling a yarn heard years ago. At one fair, long lines of people waited to board the Ferris wheel, which often had seats shared by riders who'd never seen each other previously. One night, the wheel lurched to a stop, allowing one couple to exit and another to board. At the top of the wheel, one guy says, quote, 10 years ago tonight, I became enraged when the wheel stopped with me at the top. I pummeled a fellow rider whom I'd never seen before. My final shove sent him falling into the night, seriously injured. I've spent the past decade in a mental institution. I was released just today, end quote. The other man, cowering in his side of the seat, whimpered, I remember you. Well, referencing Dallas at this time brings to mind the sudden resignation of Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia, whose 3-year-plus tenure in Big D has been widely lauded, with best ever plaudits expressed by many. He's going to Austin to become assistant city manager to T.C. Broadnax, who formerly was Garcia's boss in Dallas before Broadnax signed on as Austin city manager a few months ago. At the time, Garcia said he would, quote, run through a wall, quote, for Broadnax. I don't recall ever reading or hearing so many positive comments about the departure of a public servant, particularly in a major city. One such commentary was provided by the Dallas Morning News' Sharon Grigsby, one of the Metroplex's finest writers. In one sentence, she captured the essence of the views of thousands, quote, how many folded flags can a police chief hand to a grieving family before he has had enough? It's a foregone conclusion that the world is awash in rage, controversy, strife, and much other muck. One is sports-oriented, and until recent years, didn't even come to mind outside of golf circles. I'm talking about the PGA versus LIV golf kerfuffle. David Faherty, a player then a broadcaster for almost a half century, claims that the whole LIV versus PGA Tour thing is like two fleas arguing about who owns the dog. Don Newberry, until next time.